Welcome back to the Business Leaders of America podcast, where business leaders come to share their advice and journeys to success with existing and emerging leaders of America. Join us as we delve into the minds of these accomplished individuals, uncovering the strategies and insights that have propelled them to the top. Whether you're an established leader or an emerging force in the business world, this podcast is your go-to source for the knowledge and inspiration needed to navigate the dynamic landscape of American business. Now, here's your host, Dylan Bloyd.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Business Leaders of America podcast. Today, we have the privilege of hosting Julie Hutchinson, CEO of Core Performance and a renowned expert in stress reduction and resilience training. Julie's coaching methodology has empowered hundreds of executives to achieve greater levels of success and fulfillment in their lives and careers. With over 25 years of experience in corporate America, Julie brings a wealth of experience and knowledge and insights to our discussion. Join us as we delve into Julie's journey, her innovative approach to stress reduction, and practical strategies for success in today's fast-paced business landscape. Welcome to the show, Julie.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Yes, I'm excited to have you as well. Ever since I attended one of your webinars last month, I've been excited to speak with you.
Great. I'm so glad that you came.
Yes. All right. So if you could please give us a brief intro on yourself and how you got to where you are today.
Sure. I was a stressed out executive in corporate America, and just like a lot of stressed out people, I don't know if people know this, but up to 80% of primary care doctor visits are related to stress, but only 3% of people get help. I was one of those people. I had a lot of stress in my life. While extremely successful in my corporate career, we ended up starting a company. It was a creative services agency working with the largest companies in the world, Dell, 3M, IBM at the time.
Wow.
And I was on the road constantly traveling. I got really burnt out, ended up in the doctor's office, and they said, you might want to get on these medications, quit your job, exercise a little bit more, change your diet, which my diet was already pretty good. And I was exercising. But it was a traditional ways of dealing with stress. And I thought, there's got to be another way.
Yeah.
These are putting Band-Aids on. Let's get to the root of the problem. And so I went in search of figuring out how do I navigate this road of stress so that I can achieve more, produce more, be healthier, be happier, sleep better. And that's when I learned the power of biofeedback. Mm. And that when I learned that power of biofeedback, and I literally could biohack my body to move from stress to peace, move from anxiety to calm within 5 minutes, 5 minutes or less, that I thought, why isn't anybody else teaching other executives how to do this? Because we're so stuck in the traditional ways of dealing with it. And most of it is things that would get us codependent on something outside of ourselves. And that's how I got started in this. I learned how to biohack and use some tools to measure my biohacking process. And my life got a whole lot better. I started sleeping better. I started producing more. I started making more money. And I thought, I got to know how to do this. This is easy. Somebody's got to go teach other people how to do it. So that's how I got into it.
Wow. Can you share a little bit more about that, of the biohacks and the, the comprehensive approach you've developed at Core Performance to address those root causes of stress and burnout, how it does differ from traditional methods?
Yeah, let me first explain what biofeedback is for those that may not know what it is. Biofeedback is taking an outside instrument like an Apple Watch or Garmin watch and measuring something inside your biology, whether it be heart rate variability, or, there's all kinds of biofeedback. You can measure brain waves, et cetera. A thermometer that you stick on your tongue is a device for biofeedback, is measuring your temperature. So the biofeedback that I got involved with was around heart rate variability, also known as HRV. And the reason that I chose that one is because HRV is such a predictor of health in your life, depending on what your HRV is. Mm. And not to get too scientific or too long-winded on it, but I'll just give you the basic overarching premise of it, is heart rate variability. The way we measure that is measured through our autonomic nervous system. Our autonomic nervous system has two branches, the sympathetic and the parasympathetic. When those two branches are balanced, we are in a state of what we call coherence, otherwise known as flow state. And when we can move into flow state by biohacking the heart rhythms, then we become in control of how that autonomic nervous system is working in the body. So, for example, if somebody's in anxiety, their autonomic nervous system is in a state of what we call incoherence. It's out of sync. And if that autonomic nervous system regulates 90% of the body's activities, digestion, elimination, things you don't have to think about, automatic, that you don't have to think about, if it's out of sync, then we tend to treat it with things outside of ourselves, like medication, diets, and exercise. Biohacking is going into the body using specific protocols and techniques that we've developed to change the heart rhythms. You don't need anything outside of you. I mean, you can literally be sitting in a meeting and doing it. You could be driving your car doing it. You could be standing at the grocery store line doing it. The key is to have the awareness of, where's my body in this moment? What am I experiencing? What am I feeling? And if I'm stressed, overwhelmed, anxiety, even depression, you can start to shift the physiology of the body to bring it more into that flow state. So everything is working in this synergistic harmony and balance inside of you. That's the key.
Wow. That is amazing. I'm glad that you learned it and then are now showing all these people how to eliminate the stress and anxiety, because it is such a problem, you know, and I think a lot of people for some reason don't want to speak about it. So your statistic in the beginning, 80%, you know, that are affected, only, what did you say, 3% actually? 3%. Yeah.
3% Yeah.
Right. And I think it's just because people don't want to admit it, you know, and I think I was also one of those, you know, I don't want to try and tell people, even speaking with people wondering why I'm acting different in the workplace. And it's because I'm harnessing that and keeping that inside. And I don't want to speak about it just because of it's being a stigma for whatever reason, you know, it shows weakness or whatever the case may be. Like, I can't handle it being in the position that I'm in. But do you deal with that a lot when you're speaking with people and working with businesses?
I do. You know, I work with a lot of leaders and executives, and I'll ask them, well, do you have any stress? And they'll say, well, yeah, everybody has stress. I mean, it's just part of the job. It's part of the role that I play, but I can handle it pretty well. And then I ask them, well, or do you have any chronic disease states, like high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome? How's your sleep? And they say, oh yeah, I've got high blood pressure on some meds for that. I don't sleep very well. And I say, well, that's a direct correlation to stress, but they don't get the correlation. That it is, those chronic disease states are a symptom of stress. It's a symptom of the autonomic nervous system being out of sync. But we as human beings, all of us as human beings, we kind of get used to it and we kind of thrive on it. It's like, oh, I got stress. I've got some energy, because the way stress works in the body is, when you hit, I mean, think about the last time you were stressed, and it could be you're driving your car and somebody swerves and you get that jolt of energy and your heart starts to beat really fast and you're breathing and your blood is pumping. Well, you're in that fight or flight. Well, at some level, the body's like, man, that felt great.
Yeah.
I got some energy. And so we might get to the office and we get into a little tiff with somebody at the office and we get that heart beating again and that energy, and the body's like, oh, that felt good. I got some energy. And then, you know, you're starting to have all these little reactions during the day. And Dylan, here's a really interesting thing that a lot of people don't know. We can get addicted to stress.
Wow.
Addicted. Now, when I learned that, I was like, no way, not me. I want to get rid of that stress. No way. But here's the thing. When we understand how the body actually works, in a stress reaction, we move into fight or flight. Blood is shunted from the internal organs, pushed to the extremities to get us ready to fight or flight. In some cases, we freeze. Well, that's a biological response in the body. And when that happens, the body likes it because it gets energy. So the body wants more of it. Your brain might say, I don't want this anymore. But the body's like, give me that hit. I need that hit of cortisol. I need the adrenal glands to pump out. And next thing you know, you're laying in bed and you're like, I can't fall asleep because you're living in the fight or flight. But it's just because you've been addicted.
Wow.
So what we're doing is turning off. It's like turning off the spigot to the addiction. And when you can biohack the physiology, you start to train your body to a different state, a state of calm, a state of, I can breathe, a state of flow. We're training it to flow instead of fight against itself constantly.
Yeah, I've heard of people being addicted to, like, adrenaline, you know, and those adrenaline junkies, but I've never heard of anybody being addicted to stress. But it makes sense because it is correlated, you know, that people want that jolt of energy at work and utilizing that to what they believe is their benefit, but it's really their downfall, right?
Yeah, and most important, like when I say addicted to stress, think about stress. There's an emotional component that comes with stress. Stress is usually indicated by a depleting emotion like fear, worry, overwhelm, anxiety. And it's those emotions that we get addicted to. Because when you're living, I mean, think about it. If you're in fear or worry or sadness or grief, maybe over a lost loved one or a pet, and you stay in that state for a long time, it kind of becomes the new normal in the body. And that's where the addiction happens.
Gotcha.
So there's a direct correlation with emotions and stress.
So you do believe with these biohacks that you can control your emotions, so to speak, for the most part, right?
Absolutely. The key is being aware, first of all, of the emotions that are running in the body. And once you become aware of them and you learn the techniques to biohack the physiology, and you can start to reshape the emotional body, so to speak, the emotions that you feel, you're changing the way the body functions, not just the body, but the brain as well.
Wow. Yeah, because I've read books on that, you know, controlling your emotions. And a big part of it, I'm assuming, is just practice, right? So practicing to control it. But it's a lot easier said than done. So I'm excited to learn more. I'm excited to hear how, you know, what strategies people can use. That being said, can you share some practical strategies for entrepreneurs and really for anyone who's listening or who's dealing with stress and anxiety in the workplace to minimize the stress and anxiety while maximizing performance?
Yeah, definitely. I would say that number one, the first thing you got to have is awareness. Where are you right now? Are you in stress? Are you in anxiety? What is the emotional state? Once you have the awareness of where you are, then some of the key things to do is watch your breathing. Because if we're in a depleting emotional state, let's just say, I mean, I know a lot of your audience is leaders, entrepreneurs, successful business executives, owners of companies. Let's just say that you're making a lot of decisions every single day. You're starting to feel overwhelmed. You're starting to feel burned out. And you're starting to feel kind of drained. And you have that awareness, like your energy just gets drained. When you have that awareness, then start noticing how you're breathing. Is your breathing shallow? Are you breathing through your nose? Are you breathing through your mouth? Are you breathing just into your chest? Or are you breathing all the way into your belly? Start to notice your breathing. Oftentimes when we're feeling those emotions that I just described, we're breathing very shallow. Mm-hmm. So one of the first things you can do is take a deep inhale through the nose and bring your whole air down into your belly. Just deep, deep belly breathing. And just do like 5 inhales and 5 exhales through the nose, in and out of the nose, in and out of the nose. Just get the breathing. That breathing alone, deep diaphragmatic breathing, will help to shift the nervous system. And then as you're doing that, you're starting to change your emotional state. When you do that, then what we recommend, because everything's about heart rate variability, is what we're targeting. Drop your attention down to your heart. Where our attention goes, our energy flows. Science has proven this. Attention is energy. That's why we say pay attention. You're
right.
Paying with your
right.
Your currency is your attention.
Yeah.
Attention on your heart. And then begin to imagine that your breath is flowing in and out of your heart. Now you've got your attention and your energy in your heart. You're starting to change the heart rhythms. So here's an example. If somebody's feeling overwhelmed, stressed, anxiety, your heart's beating like this, really, really fast. Boom, 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 boom. When you start that nice heart-focused breathing, you're moving the pattern, changing the variability between the beats, because there's different information from this heartbeat to this heartbeat to this heartbeat to this heartbeat. What we're doing is we're realigning how the heart syncs. So heart-focused breathing is one of the very first things. Awareness, heart-focused breathing will begin to change the heart rhythms, which will send a different signal to the brain, which can move you out of fight or flight.
Got it. That is amazing. And I have heard that focusing on your breath and, you know, especially like yoga strategies and things like that. So it makes total sense. Speaking about performance and things that are affected in the workplace. So other than performance, when people are trying to push past stress and anxiety instead of utilizing techniques such as the ones you teach at Core Performance. What are other areas that are that affect people when they just succumb to the stress and anxiety?
You mean how does it affect them when they just succumb to it?
Correct.
Well, what we see is that stress and anxiety, I mean, anxiety is a result of stress.
Mm-hmm.
Facing stress, remember the body is in that fight or flight. That is what starts to break down the body. And when we're living in, it's, think about it this way. In the autonomic nervous system, the two branches, the sympathetic and the parasympathetic. The sympathetic is the gas. The parasympathetic is the brake. If these two are not balanced, it's like you're driving your car with the gas pedal floored and the brake on at the same time. So you're in this like edgy, jerky pattern. So imagine that inside your body, this is going on. Gas, brake, just going at the same time. Your body's not performing at its optimal capacity. Things are breaking down. This is where we get high blood pressure. This is where a lot of people end up on sleep aids because they can't sleep. This is where we end up with irritable bowel syndrome. Heart arrhythmias come from this. Seen a lot. We're seeing a huge increase in heart arrhythmias these days. And a lot of these that what I've seen over the years, I've been doing this for about 17 years now, I've literally seen chronic disease states reverse themselves because the autonomic nervous system is now moving into a synchronicity or a harmony or a flow, the way that it is intended to operate.
Mm-hmm.
And when this happens, we see people getting off their sleep aids. And look, I'll tell you is I have a lot of executives that come to me and I say, what do you do for the stress right now? Have a couple cocktails at night. I binge watch Netflix. I got to shift my mind. I'm like, yeah, well, you may have a couple cocktails and you may binge watch Netflix, but what's happening still inside of your brain and what's happening inside of your body? You may appear relaxed, but your nervous system is still stuck in that fight or flight. We got to unstick it. We got to get back into the state of coherence. And so when you do that, that's when we start to see people saying, I don't need the alcohol anymore in the evenings. I don't need the sleep aids anymore. I'm not dependent on them because I've been able to go in and rewire the nervous system.
So there's not a time frame. So people who have been dealing with this for years and years, people who are dealing with chronic illnesses, you've seen changes in that, even for people who have been doing this for however long, and they're just probably addicted to the stress at this point. You've seen big changes with the techniques that you guys teach?
I could tell you hundreds of stories. One that just comes to mind, I'll share this one with you. And all these are video testimonials that we have on our website. So these clients have given us permission. They've done videos with us. So there's a gentleman, his name is Jeff. He's a pastor of a church down in San Antonio, Texas. And he said to me, you know, I stand up on Sunday and I talk about having a great life and how everything is wonderful, but inside I'm depressed. My marriage is on the rocks and I feel like a fraud. And he said, I need help. And I said, well, where are you going to be in 5 years if you don't get help? And he said, I'm either going to be divorced or dead.
Wow.
Neither of which is good for a pastor.
Right. Yeah.
For any of us, for that matter. And so he had been on antidepressants for, I want to say, over 20 years. So he started this technique that we taught him, started to rebalance the nervous system. He had a baseline of depression. When I looked at his sessions, I'm like, you have a baseline of depression inside your nervous system. 8 weeks, Dylan, in 8 weeks, he got off his antidepressants. Uh-huh. 20 years, he got off of them because he did it from the inside out. I have another executive, Bill Birch. He's a vice president of customer service. And he said, every time a customer got escalated to me, he said, I would feel this anxiety because I didn't know how it was going to go. I didn't want to lose a customer.
Yeah.
Didn't know how to handle it. 4 weeks, he practiced this. He called me up and he said, I haven't woken up happy on a Monday in 25 years.
Jeez.
And wow. So he's waking up happy. And that's what a lot of people are telling us is that when they use the techniques, they're rewiring not only the nervous system, they're getting into the subconscious, they're rewiring the brain, they're rewiring their consciousness and the body. And when they rewire it, they're literally waking up happy.
That is incredible. I need my dad to listen to this. No, it's, I mean, that's amazing. I'm honestly excited for listeners to hear about this and utilize these techniques and learn more about it. So how does it work when you're working with businesses? How do you effectively train the businesses to leverage these principles to enhance their, you know, employee engagement, collaboration, and productivity once you get in there with them?
So we have company trainings where we'll go in and train a group or a team or an executive staff so we can do company trainings. And then the other thing we have is we have something called the Resilient Transformation Academy. They're for individual executives to come through a 3-month academy. They have to interview for the academy. We don't just accept anybody.
Wow.
We have very high standard and a very high success rate. And so if people are listening to this and they're like, you know, I think I might be interested in it, they can book what we call a complimentary breakthrough call where we interview them. We look at what is their life like today? What is their level of stress? How long they've been, have they been facing that? Are they on any medications? And we look at what do they want? Mm-hmm. And where would they like to be in 3 months? I will tell you that, well, let me ask you, what do you think 99% of the executives that come to us when I say, what do you want more than anything? Any idea what they say, Dylan?
Less stress.
Less stress. And that is a result of having inner peace. Most of them say, I just want to feel that peace or freedom inside. I am tired of feeling overwhelmed. And 100% of the time, we will get that for them. But here's the catch, is they got to be willing to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say that is because the work is when we're working with individual executives, we give a lot of hands-on attention. We build them a customized, personalized roadmap. Every single person gets a biofeedback app. We monitor their sessions and we build them a step-by-step process to walk them into that peace, to walk them into sleeping through the night. If they choose to get off medications, we give a specific protocol on how to do that. And so what we're looking at is when people come into interview for that, they've got to be willing to do the work. Mm-hmm. They've got to be able to practice on the device, have that awareness, shift and reset their physiology at a moment's notice. And that's why we interview people, because we want to make sure that not only are they the right fit to come into the program, that we're the right fit for them, because what we do is very non-traditional. I mean,
yes.
This is not traditional stuff that we're doing here.
Right. This is so interesting, you know, and you know what I see a lot of, Julie, is people who get so stressed out that their first instinct is just to quit their job and go change their career instead of using techniques like this and finding programs to first at least try, you know, because why wouldn't you want to at least try something like this before you actually go in and quit your job and make a drastic change? Do you guys see a lot of situations like that where people are on the verge of just being like, I'm ready to quit, and then you guys turn it around for them?
Yeah, all the time. And what we tell them is you're just in a stress reaction. You are reacting to your environment. That's mm-hmm. all that's happening. And a lot of times in our reaction, it's I'm going to quit, or I'm going to get a divorce, or I'm going to just leave this situation because I can't handle it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And what we see, we have another customer testimonial, Susanna, who's a director of sales for a real estate, large real estate company in Austin, Texas. And when she came to us, she was like 80% of her day was stressful. She had anxiety, like 70% of her day was filled with anxiety. She wasn't sleeping through the night. She got on the biofeedback and her nervous system was completely out of whack. In 4 weeks, she started sleeping through the night. In 8 weeks, she completely rewired the autonomic nervous system, has a baseline of peace and calm now. She's like, I love my job. I don't have anxiety at my job anymore. When I feel it, I can turn it off. She didn't go anywhere. She's working in the same office with the same people, and she's just able to handle it differently. So one of the phrases that we talk about in our curriculum and our program is you got to be greater than your environment. Mm-hmm. Is your environment controlling you, or are you controlling your environment?
Yes.
And when people get that correlation, like, oh man, I've been at the victim of my circumstances for 25 years. You know, it's like you have the control inside of you. Mm-hmm. And what we say is and Dylan, this is a proven fact. We experience the world through how we feel.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. You've probably been in love before.
Right.
What is life like when you're in love?
Excellent.
Excellent, right? You're seeing through the eyes of love.
Right.
But we've all had heartbreaks before. What is life like when you're going through a heartbreak?
Yeah, the opposite.
The opposite. So when we can be in control of those emotions and in control of our nervous systems, our world shows up differently. We can what we call self-regulate. When we learn to self-regulate, we become greater than our environment. We become greater than our bodies. We become greater than time. We become creators at the core versus victims of our circumstances. And when we teach people to move from this stress, anxiety, depression, overwhelm, reset the nervous system, they move from what we call survival to creation. We are creators at our core. We just got to get out of our own ways to
Yes.
be able to create.
Right, and get out of going through the motions. That's great. So I've heard you say 4 weeks, 8 weeks, 3 months. How do the programs work exactly? Is it when you start seeing results, they kind of decide to keep going with it, or is there a timeline on the programs? How does it work?
So I'll first talk about the Resilient Transformation Academy for individual leaders and executives or small groups of executives to go through. That is a 3-month academy. Everybody gets a biofeedback device. People will start seeing changes in the first week, literally, because they start to learn the techniques. The more they practice, the quicker the changes and the more dramatic the changes. When they come through the interview process, we guarantee the results if they do the work. That's why we have to know what they want out of it. The way that that's structured is they get individual one-on-one coaching calls. They get data interpretation of all of their biofeedback sessions. And then we have a weekly, we call it a weekly resilient clinic, where all the executives from around the world come in. It's 1 hour a week. We come into this clinic. We're on Zoom together. We practice the techniques and we celebrate our wins and we encourage one another. And then we have an online membership, where everybody that comes into the academy gets access to a membership website where we have videos that we teach deep dives on what HRV biofeedback is. We teach deep dives on how the brain works. And so there's a lot of self-paced things that they can do. We hold accountability, we give them accountability practices, and we build out a personalized roadmap for each person because it's going to be individual. That's how that program works. Once they graduate from that program, they have the opportunity to go into what we call a mastermind. The mastermind program is all based on brain coherence and aligning heart-brain coherence together. We do a deep dive into how the brain works. And inside of our mastermind, it's literally about creating. Like, what are you going to create? Once you graduate from the mastermind, which is a 6-month program, you can come into our signature program, which is called Becoming Supernatural. This is where we don't play by the conventional rules of the third dimensional reality. We talk more about becoming supernatural, the quantum field, and we go into some really cool creation processes inside of that course. So that's kind of the individual roadmap. If people are listening to this right now and saying, well, come in and train my company, I got a bunch of stressed out employees. We craft that based on the needs of the company. So we can do the brain curriculum, we can do the heart curriculum, all designed in relieving stress and conditioning the mind to and the mind and body to a new reality, so to speak, a new way of perceiving the world and being. So we can work with individual teams. I've trained like leaders and executives, and then once they're trained, we kind of embed the curriculum and the culture gets embedded with the words of coherence and self-regulation, and then we go through and we train the whole company. We do that a couple different ways. So we do in-person trainings. We also have online trainings where people do self-paced, and they could do a combination of the two. I've had companies that they say, okay, we want you to come in for 1 day for 8 hours with follow-on trainings for 1 hour a week for the next 3 months. So a lot of it will just depend on the company, where people are located. Do they want it in person? Do they want it online? It all is dependent on where you're starting, where you would like to be, and we custom craft courses to meet those objectives. And so if anybody's listening to this saying, you know, I want to at least have a conversation of what is possible, let's just jump on the phone and I want to learn more about your company and what you're looking to do. and then we'll craft proposals and talk about the roadmap to get you where you'd like to be.
Awesome. So how can listeners learn more, you know, about you? And then also, as we were talking about, how can they learn more about Core Performance and the programs that are offered? Is it easiest to go to the website, or what would you recommend?
Couple ways. Number one, go to our website, coreperformance.us, coreperformance.us. Also check me out on LinkedIn, Julie Hutchinson on LinkedIn. I do a lot of posts every single day on different things, or 5 days a week. We post on different techniques and how to recognize, like, are you in high functioning anxiety, or how do I get out of depression? Follow me on LinkedIn. The other thing is go to Core Performance on LinkedIn. We're on all the social channels. We've got Core Performance on, actually, I'm Julie Hutchinson on Instagram, Core Performance on Facebook. So you can go to any of those. If somebody would like to email me directly, you can email me to juliehcoreperformance.us.
Perfect. I'll put those in the show notes as well to make it a little bit easier on the listeners, so they can engage with you a little easier. And, you know, speaking of your LinkedIn, I followed Julie for a long time. So anybody who is listening right now, I highly recommend following her. Her posts are great. And she does webinars as well, which I attended last night, like I mentioned earlier. And I took some great, great ideas from it, because it is very engaging. So if anyone is listening wants to engage in that and kind of see what it's all about, I highly recommend it.
We do a live webinar about every 3 to 4 weeks. And so if you go to the Core Performance site on LinkedIn, you'll see the links for the most recent webinars coming up, and you can just register. Once you register for those webinars, you'll be on our email list, and you'll always get announcement for the next webinar. And then we send some really cool emails out too with some things that you can do to increase your productivity, biohack your physiology, all the cool things that we're doing over here.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I do appreciate this, Julie. This has been great. Thank you so much for spending time with me and spending time with the listeners. I do have one more question before we go. So you did talk a little bit about kind of some techniques, but I did want to ask you what advice you would offer to emerging leaders and entrepreneurs that they can start doing today, who are navigating the challenges of stress and burnout in today's fast-paced business landscape.
Yeah, it's a great question, because I know a lot of people out there are just facing a whole lot of stress. Number one, practice the technique that I just talked about. Really get your breathing down. Become aware of what you're thinking and feeling. Thinking and feeling, feeling and thinking gets in a loop. Be very, very mindful of your thoughts, because our thoughts have an effect on our physiology. If you're suffering from overwhelm and burnout, reach out and get some help for that, because I can tell you from my own experience, ending up in the doctor's office, seemingly I was fine, very successful by all standards, but my body was breaking down. Don't wait, because the longer we stay in the stress, anxiety, overwhelm, burnout, the more the body breaks down, which leads to these chronic disease states. There is a way to reverse them, but we've got to get the nervous system back into balance. So if you're suffering from that, reach out, whether it's me or somebody else, reach out and get some help and get that nervous system back into sync and balance. And I promise you, you will start to produce more. You'll think more clearly. You'll feel better. You'll find that inner peace, and you'll be able to sleep better for sure.
Yeah. Thank you, Julie. This has been incredible.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. Really nice to be on your show.